Hello, friends. Welcome to the Automated Entrepreneur Podcast, where we seek to bring out the entrepreneur in you and help you create a lifestyle by design. On today's episode, why most entrepreneurs never reach seven figures. One out of every 10 business owners generates over $1 million every year. And there are seven reasons why the average entrepreneur never earns this level of income. Here they are. Reason number one, the wrong business model. Most entrepreneurs either don't have a set business model in writing, or they have copied what others are doing, which is also wrong. You need the right model for you, your clients, your skills, your goals. The second reason, no attraction system. Most entrepreneurs are at the mercy of repeat business, word of mouth, advertising, and referrals, which they cannot control. The only way to $1 million is to be in full control of your lead flow. To accomplish this, entrepreneurs must acknowledge and utilize as many of the 32 lead generation strategies as possible. Unfortunately, most entrepreneurs don't even know these exist. They still conduct their business the same way they did 20 years ago. Reason number three, no nurturing flow. In order to convert promising leads into loyal customers, you need to develop, build, and nurture trusting relationships through consistent and personalized marketing efforts. Over time, you can guide your prospects through the various stages of the customer journey, from initial awareness to organizational advocacy. But lead nurturing requires a thorough understanding of your audience and a distinct strategy built on best practices and innovative techniques. There are 21 ways to nurture. Reason number four, an inefficient process. Most entrepreneurs take way too long to see a client, conduct research, and then present the offer. We hear about business owners spending hours driving out to see clients or paying thousands of dollars in traditional advertising without getting the desired results. Getting to $1 million is impossible if you waste time and are not focused. Reason number five, no conversion blueprint. Conversions are essentially goal completions. The ideal conversion is a conversion into a customer, which occurs when someone makes a purchase. Smaller conversions are steps that can guide visitors to eventually convert into customers. Conversions are also sometimes referred to as actions, events, goal completions, or leads. To create a predictable outcome in your business, you must undertake to implement the 20 conversion strategies. Reason number six, no retention format. Customer retention refers to a company's ability to turn customers into repeat buyers and prevent them from switching to a competitor. It indicates whether your product and the quality of your service please your existing customers. It's also the lifeblood of most subscription-based companies and service providers. Reason number seven, failure to ask for help. Most entrepreneurs become bogged down doing the business. They're always working in the business and never on the business. They fail to get help and they fail to get the right advice from industry experts. But the absolute elite in most businesses have two things that average entrepreneurs don't: a written business plan and a seven-figure coach. Reason number eight, job versus enterprise mindset. The majority of entrepreneurs out there are not business-minded. They are great with people and doing deals, selling products, but they treat it like a job. Failing to think like a business holds back over 99% of entrepreneurs from reaching seven figures. Reason number nine, shiny object syndrome. Most business owners constantly get distracted by new ideas, new strategies, new technology, always looking for that magic bullet. Getting to $1 million does not require all the latest and greatest strategies. It just requires the right strategies, the right coach to quarterback the process, and the right tech team support. Reason number 10, zero focus. Many entrepreneurs are happy working part-time hours, being their own boss and doing a few deals here and there. On the other side, They work 60 plus hours a week and are slowly burning themselves out. There's no question they work hard, but they're not working smart. If you are an ambitious entrepreneur or want to become one, there are two things you need to do. First, figure out what your core three talents are. And second, delegate everything else.